Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us to talk about a term that I think a lot of people, including myself, have heard but don't know much about, osteoarthritis.
Yeah.
What is that?
A big fancy word, right?
Yeah. Right, lots of syllables.
Osteoarthritis is the most common form of arthritis. And so, you know, there's different forms of arthritis. There's rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, just different forms of arthritis. Generally speaking, arthritis means inflammation of a joint. And, you know, I'll tell you what, there are just massive amounts of money spent on the treatment of osteoarthritis. So typically when you, if you're talking to someone, they say my arthritis is acting up, it's probably some form of osteo, rheumatoid arthritis, you know, there's some blood works and so forth. But generally speaking, osteoarthritis affects certain parts of the body, you know, more specifically the spine. Can be diagnosed with x-ray. The exact cause, we're not really sure. We do know that excessive load and stress being put on joints over a prolonged period of time lead to osteoarthritis. It's a lot of times blamed on aging. You know, the older we get and so forth, that we're all going to have some form of arthritis, which is true. But what happens is there's a hyaline cartilage. There's cartilage that covers the joint, okay? And it's in the knees and the spine and everywhere else throughout the body that there's a joint. And an excessive load or wear and tear on that cartilage, it starts to wear down, okay? And in a good, healthy joint, that cartilage is thick and healthy and smooth, and there's a good space between the joint, and it's well lubricated, and the movement's good, okay? But over time, it starts to degenerate. It's a degenerative type disorder. It can wear down. The joint space narrows, and then we have pain and discomfort. You know, we all hear about arthritis, but you know, it's a debilitating factor for a lot of us.
I don't know what it is. Can you describe how it feels to me at all?
Well, it's going to feel like inflammation, warm, just a lot of localized pain. So a lot of pain throughout, let's say if they have low back degenerative disc disease or joint disease or osteoarthritis, there'll typically be localized low back pain, more of kind of a chronic dull, may increase with some activities. You know, obviously, if you're going to do a lot of excessive bending and lifting, but it's typically a localized type of pain or feeling. But it can, you know, it can be a precipitating factor to some other things, some disc disease and some other things of that nature. And I think the first thing that I might want to mention related to, you know, osteoarthritis or arthritis, you know, biomechanically things start to break down. You know, we lose motion, and we've talked about that in the past. So I think it's important to, you know, biomechanically be checked out, figure out where, you know, the joint isn't moving normally. There are areas that I would call areas of abnormal joint biomechanics. Then secondly, maybe there's areas of abnormal muscle flexibility. Some of this muscle loss of flexibility could increase to an increased load on the joints. Then we talked about this in the past, areas of muscle weakness. If you're weak in one area, sometimes another area will break down. And then the last thing is just kind of that chronic inflammation. You know, I think that if we can treat the chronic inflammation through, you know, sometimes medications, we all hear about NSAIDs or anti-inflammatories, Advil, Aleve, you know, a lot, just generic ibuprofen, and there's some prescription medications that can help you deal with, you know, that chronic inflammatory process. Those are some things that can give you some symptomatic relief. But the first three things that I spoke about, what mechanics, muscle flexibility and muscle weakness, those are things that you can manage hopefully on your own or with a physician or a chiropractor, a physical therapist. I go back to education, and a lot of times half the battle is understanding what the problem is and figuring out what we can do on our own to manage it. So, you know, those folks out there listening with arthritis and osteoarthritis or what degenerative joint diseases or conditions, you know, I think that conservative treatment typically is a good option. Now, in extreme cases, you know, surgical intervention might be warranted or indicated, but, you know, first line of defense for osteoarthritis should always be conservative care, in my opinion. Get properly assessed and examined, and maybe figure out what you can start doing on your own.
Is it fair to say osteoarthritis is the more common arthritis? Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, it is the most form and cause of arthritis. There's a lot of things that I said, you know, that can directly contribute to it, whether it's trauma, biomechanics, increased stress or load on a joint leads to that chronic inflammatory cycle that a lot of us deal with on a daily basis.
Well, now I know a lot more about osteoarthritis. Thank you, Dr. Riley.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab has been our guest.